paragraph 4, Dalet. Rabbi Nazar said, nowadays, and again, he mentioned this about approximately 200 years ago. Nowadays, in our times, it's very, very difficult for a real religious person to have money, because a person has to go very far down to achieve money. And even after going down, even after moving away from Hashem, distancing himself from Hashem, still, not everybody acquires money. Not everybody becomes rich. Because even Rishoim, evil people, or people who just are regular, not religious, many of them don't achieve any wealth. But for a truly religious person, it's very rare for them to have wealth. Just this piece of information, for Rabbi Nazar saying this, a person hears this, could make life a lot easier for a lot of people. People who are dreaming and think and pursuing and running and chasing and everything. Somebody tells you should know that most people don't achieve that, you know. So I can sleep at night. I don't have to make myself crazy. I can try, put in efforts. But if I see it's not going, I know that there was somebody that foretold already that in the vast majority of cases for true religious people, they're not meant to be wealthy now. And Rabbi Nazar elaborated on this. And he said that from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, wealth has fallen spiritually. It's fallen into the hands of the klipos, the husks, the tumah, the impurity. As the pasuk says in Eicha, vatered peloim. It went down. Pele means wondrously. It went down in a very big way. The word peloim means pele, wondrous. The word peloim is also the same letters as the word alofim, which means thousands. The thousands have fallen. The thousands of wealth, thousands of dollars, thousands of euros, thousands of gold bars have fallen. They've taken a major, major fall spiritually. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was a center of wealth. Gold and silver, gold menorah, it was a symbol of tremendous wealth. When, as a result of our actions, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we were no longer worthy of having the Beis HaMikdash, it means we were no longer worthy of having this center of Ashiras, this center of holy wealth. And the wealth ended up falling and being given away to our enemies, Rachmona Litzlan. And that's why a person needs to take a tremendous fall spiritually before they can achieve wealth, before they can achieve. And Rabbi Nazar says here, wealth means thousands of dollars of cash. Rabbi Nazar uses the term mizumanim, wealth available. So a person will say, okay, I'm willing to take the risk. Rabbi Nazar says, but even then, it's very doubtful that if a person does drop spiritually, if a person allows themselves to fall, thinking that this will assure that I'm going to get wealth, I'll get rich, it's not true. It's definitely not true. If the person is not assured that by moving, by distancing themselves from Hashem, that they're going to become wealthy. But for a religious person, very hard for them to have wealth. And yet, Rabbi Nazar says, even though we find that there are tzaddikim and there are religious people that have money, but still, it's very difficult for them. And the wealth that these tzaddikim do have, very often harms their avodas Hashem. And then Rabbi Nazar adds, and even if they do have a little wealth, they don't have a lot of cash available. They might have some real estate, they might have some property, but actually having millions of dollars cash available, they don't have. Whereas we find by people that are not religious, there it's much more prevalent that they have thousands and tens of thousands, millions of dollars of ready cash. And again, Rabbi Nazar emphasizes, because now during our times, we need to know that it's very difficult for a religious person to be zoicha to wealth. And Rabbi Nazar added to this, that this is tied into what my grandfather, we know Rabbeinu Zal's father was Reb Simcha, his grandfather, his father's father, was Reb Nachman Horodenko, who was one of the closest students of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbeinu Zal said, this is tied into what my grandfather, Reb Nachman Horodenko, once said, that there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, page 63, where the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Orech Yomim Biyamina, Ubismola Oshev Chavod, that on the right side of the Torah, there is long life, and on the left side, there's wealth and honor. So the Gemara says, does this mean to say that if a person goes on the right side, that they will not have wealth and respect? You're saying that it's either or, and if I go to the right, I cannot have wealth and respect? So the Gemara says, no. Of course, kolshkein. If a person goes to the right, for sure they'll have the wealth and honor. So Reb Nachman Horodenko commented about this Gemara that the rabbis say for sure, meaning that for sure it would be logical that if the people on the left have this, then of course the people on the right deserve to have it. But it's not actual. It's not an actuality. Like sometimes a person says, oh, for sure you can do this. But it doesn't necessarily end up being that way. A kal v'chomer doesn't always prove to be the reality. So Reb Nachman Horodenko here said smilingly that even though the rabbis said that, the pasuk still says clearly that on the right you have this, on the left you have that. That on the right it does not discuss the wealth and honor. That the wealth doesn't necessarily go together with those who go to the right side. We find in Likutei Moran, in chapter 200, Rabbeinu Zal there makes a comment where he says that the reason why we find that there are tzaddikim today that are wealthy, whereas in earlier generations, the majority of them were very poor. Rabbeinu Zal was speaking during his time where there were tzaddikim, there were rebbes who had real estate, who displayed wealth. Whereas when we read about the rabbis who lived 100, 200 years before them, like the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, we hear stories of the Shach and other tzaddikim who mamish didn't have money to buy paper on which to write their chidushim. They had to write their Torah. They couldn't afford to have paper to write it, nonetheless to publish their books. So Rabbeinu Zal says, this is alluded to in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, chapter 4, where the Mishnah says that any person who fulfills the Torah from poverty will eventually fulfill the Torah from wealth. And he says that tzaddikim of today are the same tzaddikim of the past, reincarnated. And because of the fact that in a previous Gilgal they experienced this extreme poverty, the Gemara says a person who serves Hashem and studies Torah from poverty will eventually serve Hashem from wealth. That's why we find some of them are zeichet to have wealth. A specific reason why.